The county executive ran through a litany of all the good things he says are going on. That ranges from an unemployment rate lower than the state and national averages and 14,000 new private sector jobs since he took office. He says the county's books balance, economic development efforts are better planned, and there's been a rebalancing of contracts with county unions. Poland Carr says government can be part of the solution, and it is in Erie County.
Through prudent budgeting, investing in our community's well-being, and focusing on improving our region's infrastructure, we have laid the groundwork for a better, stronger Erie County. In the process, we have created a county that works for all of its residents, from a newborn, born to immigrant parents on the west side of Buffalo, to the fourth generation of family farmer nearing retirement in Marilla.
He says the county is moving to improve the social safety net here, like the Health Mall on Broadway, which has seen 10,000 visitors. That's his Initiatives for a Stronger Community to go with his Initiatives for a Smart Economy. He took credit for this year's property tax decrease, and that's where Legislature Chairman John Mills says, not so fast.
It was very interesting since it was the legislators' tax decrease. So, you know, it is what it is. The proof is in the pudding. And we'll see what happens with the roads and bridges and drainage and budgets and spending. That's still out there. You know, that's something we got to address.
Republicans haven't been happy with Poland Carr's work on roads and bridges, although he says the county will spend $25 million on roads and bridges this year and is pushing a plan to have towns take back some county roads repaired before the shift. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.